You're listening to EPN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Facebook Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I am your host, Eric Dye. Facebook Radio gives you the latest news from an entrepreneur standpoint to help you utilize Facebook to your advantage, as well as meeting business successes, giving our Facebook business page recommendations, and a whole lot more. On this episode, we're going to focus on the reasons for having multiple pages on Facebook. But first, some hot news that you need to know about in regards to your Facebook settings and your friends' newsfeed. Now, I'm not sure when this took place, but you need to draw this to your attention immediately. Facebook just made a recent change to where you only now see the newsfeed of friends that you have recently interacted with, and you would not see any other of your friends' news or content from this day forward. To edit your settings, all you need to do is scroll all the way down to the very bottom to where it says Edit Options and choose the option to see all friends post, then you will be good to go. So just some news that I'm sure that you are happy to know about, and this shows how you need to stay awake to changes that are made on social media platforms, and another good reason to tune into EPN and Facebook Radio. So how many different Facebook pages do you have? Did you know that you could actually have multiple pages? This may not be new news to you, but certainly you don't want to have too many Facebook pages. But what I am really referring to is a personal page versus a professional page. First, you need to decide why you are on Facebook to begin with, and what is your ultimate purpose. Is it business or personal pleasure? Now, let's face it, if you have a personal page and all you talk about is business, you may want to consider having a professional page. I mean, it gets a little old when all you see is this and that and the other. I mean, it just rolls on and on and on, 10 to 20 different posts about business things that you have found. You know, that might be good for some people, but typically you're going to annoy a good portion of your contacts on Facebook. So who is your target audience? How many business connections do you have versus personal and or friends or family? Look at the percentage. Now, even if you have a personal page and use it for business, it is never a good idea to have one-track content in any case or form or fashion. You really need to splash it with your personality, mix it up, mix up the topics of the conversation. I mean, let's be careful. You know what I'm talking about. But now, if you are there for personal use only, then just enjoy. But I'm speaking primarily to the entrepreneur who wants to implement Facebook and take advantage of that for their business future, which, if you haven't yet, you are certainly falling way behind. Now, if you are in business and if you are already on Facebook, I recommend that you add a professional page to your existing personal page and presence. If you have questions on how to do that, certainly leave a comment here and we'll be glad to get back to you. One thing to note when setting up a Facebook professional page, which used to be referred to as fan pages, and in some sense they still are, but if you are a public speaker, when choosing an option under company, local business, public figure, a good idea to choose public figure and not company. Just a little advice on the front end. Or if you are a business selling products, you don't want to choose local business if this is open to the world. Obviously, if you're a local business targeting a local area, then obviously choosing local business as the category, because you can't go back and change this later. You may ask, how do I use a professional page? What's the advantages? What's up with that? The best way to explain it would be that you would be offering exclusive content that you would not offer anywhere else. Now, keep this in mind. You don't want to be updating this as often as you would your own personal page, but typically it is recommended that updating 1 to 2 times a day during the 5-day business week is a good place to start, or as needed, and it all depends on what's going on in your business. If you're promoting an event, or if there are time-sensitive details, then you would update more often. But typically, it's one time or two times a day, and again, as needed, depending on what's going on with your business and if there's any time-sensitive details. One thing is true, Facebook business pages have become an item and an incredible way to publicize your brand to the public in today's modern business world. If you're a donut lover, you need to check out Dunkin' Donuts. Man, that is one heck of a page. Or if you like TV programming, check out the Today Show. And even our own here at Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In recent weeks, I woke up and saw the need to do this, and now I have my very own professional page under the same name as you may have been connected with me on Facebook, Eric Michael Dye, and just pointing out that I had originally chose the category company, but had I known I could not go back to change that, I would have preferred public figure under my long-term planning and overall vision from past to present to taking this to the future. I do trust that you have found this content to be useful. Again, if you have any questions or need assistance, don't hesitate to let me know. This has been Eric Dye for Facebook Radio and EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So long, everybody.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.